Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. Whites outside of Europe, in America and Britain, and even here in South Africa, think that they know a lot about World War II, think that they understand World War II. The truth is, they don't understand any of it. And 90% of what they've heard is nothing more than propaganda from the wrong side. But the winners get to write the history, and the winners get to tell their story, even if it is jam-packed with lies. So today what I want to do is I want to show you a few things, and I want to introduce you to a man. Some of you know him, but those who know very little about World War II will never have heard the name, and his name is Léon de Grelle. And Léon de Grelle is a Belgian, but he's a very special Belgian, as you will discover. World War II was really about a war between the lower man and the higher man. The higher man being the Europeans, the whites. And the lower man being all the garbage of the world, led by the Jews. And Jews were the creators of communism. That again is something that most people don't know, but we will return to that. Jews are not only the creators of communism, Jews are responsible for the greatest genocides and slaughters that have ever taken place in the world. But nobody knows that because Jews hide that. But the greatest killings that ever took place in the history of the world took place in territories where Jews were either totally in control or had a large say in the government of that country. For example, the Soviet Union. 60 million white Christians were killed in the Soviet Union. Soviet Union was run and created by Jews. So today I want to tell you a little bit about the other side of the story, the side that you never get to hear about, the Nazis. But we're going to hear it from a guy who wasn't a German, but he became a Nazi. And he lived for several decades after World War II, and he even wrote a book. So that guy is Léon de Grelle. Léon de Grelle actually wrote many books, but the book that I want to tell you about today is about Hitler Democrat. So there in the center of the screen is Léon de Grelle in 1937. He's a young guy, he's in Belgium, he's a politician, and he's doing well. For a young guy, he's doing excellently well in Belgium. He's not a fan of Hitler, he doesn't know much about Hitler, but when he sees trouble coming to Europe, he does later try to meet with various people to try to stop the war. But he's just a young politician. And like I say, he's doing very well. He's got this political party called the Rexists, and he's doing okay. What changes Léon de Grelle is when the war actually begins and when the Germans invade Belgium as part of their strategy to get to France. I'm not going to go into the military details here. So Léon de Grelle is a civilian. And Léon de Grelle finds himself fleeing from the Germans. But the Germans begin to impress Léon de Grelle. And the more he looks at the Germans, and the more he looks at the soldiers, and the more he finds out, the more he begins to realize these guys are awesome. And Léon de Grelle eventually joins the German army. But not the normal army, not the Wehrmacht. Léon de Grelle joins a army known as the Waffen-SS. So to those people who've got very little knowledge of Europe and World War II, when you hear the name SS, you start crying and you start thinking about all the Jews that are going to be gassed and all that stuff. All that is a load of bollocks. We'll revisit that shortly. It's all a bunch of junk. The Waffen SS was a very special creation by Hitler. The SS was going to be a elite, an elite of whites for initially Germany, but ultimately for Europe. So the Waffen SS was the fighting SS, and it was the first pan-European army, probably since Napoleon's Grand Army 200 years before. But this was a proper racial army. It really went outside of the bounds of politics. So in that sense, it's more unique than what Napoleon did. The Waffen SS was composed of white men who volunteered from many different countries. There were mostly Europeans in there. There were a lot of Dutch in there. And there were even some British, a couple of Brits, who knew a thing or two, actually fought for Hitler. So Leon de Grel was in the Waffen SS, and later on he was promoted to general towards the end of the war. Leon de Grel fled from Germany, and he went into exile, and he stayed in Spain, and the good Spanish people looked after him, even though the Jews were trying to kidnap him so that they could go and put him on trial in Israel and try to kill him like they did to other people. But the Spanish are good whites, and the Spanish were even friends of South Africa later on. Spanish are all round good people, I must tell you. I've studied quite a lot of history, and I must tell you that in the last 500 years, the Spanish are not bad people at all. In fact, I am almost stumped to find an example where the Spanish did anything negative for Europe or for whites in the last 500 years. This is very different from the British and the Americans, who often go to kill white people for some junk money-related Jewish reason. Anyhow, Leon de Grel was in the Waffen SS, and much later he even ended up in some heavy fighting, and Hitler gave him a medal, and Hitler even invited him to stay with him for a couple of days. So Leon de Grel met Hitler personally and stayed at his home for a week. But Leon de Grel really came into his own after World War II. He didn't keep his mouth shut. He stood up for the Germans and for Hitler. He wrote many books. They were mostly military books about the fighting in Russia. Because Leon de Grel and the vast majority of the Waffen SS and the vast majority of the Wehrmacht never fought the British and the Americans. 90% of Hitler's army spent all its time fighting Jewish Bolshevism in the Soviet Union. In other words, they were trying to destroy communism, the very communism that would later come and destroy the British Empire, would destroy colonialism in Africa, would destroy the European empires everywhere. Hitler was trying to prevent all these things. One of the finest books that Leon de Grel wrote is there on the top right. It's called Hitler Democrat, and it's a very lovely book, and I've got a copy of it. A Canadian lady actually gave me a copy some years ago, and it is a stunning book. There are things from Leon de Grel's book which we'll discuss later. Hitler was actually a fan of the Boers, and when he was a young boy, he was very fascinated by the Anglo-Boer War, the Second Anglo-Boer War. So what you see here is a Waffen-SS recruitment poster from World War II. And the face at the top is of the Boer president, Paul Kruger. And it actually says there in Afrikaans, it says, "Alles sal regkom." And below that, it's in Dutch, and it basically says, "Fight against Bolshevism," which is what they called communism in those days. Hitler also wanted the Boers to rebel against the British and for South Africa to join Germany in World War II, but all of that failed. However, the Waffen-SS at its peak was 1 million men strong. 400,000 of them were non-Germans. And in the Waffen-SS, everything was based on merit. So a non-German could rise and could command Germans. It was all about skill. It was a meritocracy, which is what whites believe in. This is standard value in our civilization. This is the way we work mostly. If you look at this map of the German Empire at its greatest extent in World War II, you'll see that they have gone deep into Russia and they are fighting for territory in Russia. What they don't really tell you is that Hitler was actually grabbing chunks of Russia and was actually colonizing it. The territory that he was conquering in Russia was territory that he was going to keep for Germany. And territory played an extremely important role for him. However, he may have focused too much on territory than war, and he had no idea how much incredible energy the Americans and the British were going to put into backing this communist state. So that's another thing about World War II that you never really hear anyone talking about, is you have all these good British and good Americans, they're telling you how evil Hitler was, but what they don't like to point out is that they were buddies with the most evil system that had ever existed on Earth, the Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union was known for the outright slaughter of people, for the outright slaughter of white people, that people were being tossed in gulags, people were being sent to Siberia, people were killed by the tens of millions. They never tell you, "Ah, we the good British, we the people of Winston Churchill who apparently hate communism, oh, our biggest buddy was Stalin and the commies." And they don't tell you about the other whites that they sacrificed and sent to their deaths in the Soviet Union after World War II. The Cossacks, for example, Cossacks who fought for the Germans, were beaten by British soldiers and loaded onto trains at the end of World War II. And the Cossacks knew that if they go back to Russia, they're all going to be killed. And they were killed, but you never hear about all these wonderful good things that the British and the Americans did. That they basically teamed up with the devil, that they teamed up with the greatest enemy that Europe had faced in decades, and here they were helping this cruel, hideous enemy. And later, of course, at the end of World War II, half of Europe spent 50 years under communist rule. 50 years. Half of Europe was lost to the hideous, evil communists at the end of World War II. All these terrible disasters that came out of the British and the Americans fighting Hitler. Plus, on top of it, the European empires, including the stupid British Empire, all ended up being lost as a direct consequence of all this. And if you actually study World War II in detail, you'll discover that about 90% of the German army spent all its time fighting in the Soviet Union during World War II. And only the British and the Americans were helping the Soviet Union to survive. Without American help, the Russians would never have beaten the Germans. Never. They would never have been able to defeat the Germans. So, if Hitler had been left alone, Hitler, first of all, would not have started a war with anybody. But if Hitler had to fight, the people he would have fought were the Soviets. I'm not even mentioning the fact that the Soviet Union actually was getting ready to attack Hitler, and Hitler hit them 2 weeks before they were going to hit Germany. If the British and the Americans had not engaged in all the stupid stuff that they did that caused World War II to actually take place, then chances are Hitler would have lived in peace with all his neighbors until the Soviet Union attacked Germany. That is very likely what would have happened in the long run. And then Hitler would have clobbered them, and Hitler would have ended up with an empire. But either way, the point is that Germany would have expanded. One way or the other, Germany would have expanded. Hitler would have grabbed a huge chunk of territory that would have made the Third Reich at least treble its size, maybe even more. And Germany would have become the world's greatest superpower. Germany would have probably become the most scientifically advanced nation on Earth, and its technology and its achievements and its GDP would have exceeded that of America. Germany would have been the world's greatest superpower. Germans would have been on the moon and on Mars long before anybody else. Plus, Europe as a whole would now have expanded into Soviet territory, and you would have had first world people taking over a huge chunk of the Soviet Union and turning it into a proper Europe. And whites would have been more dominant than ever before. It would have been a new Roman Empire. So let's return to Leon de Grelle, the Waffen-SS, and Hitler. On the screen in front of you, you see a title of a book, and the book's title is Hitler's Praetorians, the Height of the Waffen-SS. That is a reference to the Roman Empire and the Praetorian Guard. The Praetorians were the elite of the Roman Empire. So that's the first thing that you need to understand about Hitler. Hitler was thinking about a new Roman Empire. A new Roman Empire composed of white people, European people. Hitler wasn't there to go and genocide everybody. Hitler's vision was for a German-dominated empire, a new Rome. But in this Rome, where Germans lead, Hitler would have all these other whites also as part of that. So in the same way that the Romans conquered Europe and the Middle East, etc., in this case, it's just a case of Berlin conquering and creating a new empire, and everybody lives in that empire. Keep in mind that Germany had lost its empire in World War I. But Britain had an empire, France had an empire, everybody else had an empire, everybody else from Europe had an empire. It was just the Germans who didn't have any other territory. The British ruled a quarter of the Earth's surface, And for those who don't know, America itself is based on the Roman Empire. The founding fathers of America based America on the Roman Empire specifically. They wrote about it, they knew about it, that's what they wanted. They were taking the Romans and creating the Roman Republic on another continent. I have pointed out many times before that whites have time and time again gone back to the Roman Empire and used the Roman Empire as a model. Napoleon did it as well. Mussolini was busy doing it. Most whites have, at some point or other, when they have a chance to create a country, they have gone back and looked at the Roman Empire. And Hitler was a huge fan of the Roman Empire. And that soldier that you see in the middle of the screen there, that's Leon de Grell in the Waffen-SS. But to truly understand Hitler, this cartoon, this German cartoon from those days, this German cartoon tells the full story. And once you understand this, you'll understand what Hitler was about. And you'll begin to understand why the world is becoming the mess that it is. Because shortly you're about to hear from Leon de Grell himself. So let's look at this German cartoon. What it's showing us here is there on the top left, you see Hitler. And next to him is actually a Jew. So Hitler's next to the Jew, and you'll see that there is clay and there are lots of little people there. Lots of little people. In that cartoon, the Jew has created the little people in clay. So the Jews are responsible for creating all these little people. It is likely that in those days, the Germans were looking at the communists and the liberals as being little people or little leaders, in the sense that you've got pathetic people with small ideas, weak minds. These pathetic, weak little people squabble among themselves, don't go anywhere, and they are not the same stuff that comes out of European history, like the Aryans or Alexander the Great or Julius Caesar or Frederick the Great. They are tiny, tiny people, and they are pretending to be leaders. They are pretending to do great things, but they're actually rather worthless. They are just a bunch of little haggling fools who are mucking around with communism and liberalism and their pathetic, useless little ideas. And that is what is meant by those little people. And I see a lot of this around in the world today. This is everywhere in the world now. These little people are leaders, but they are pathetic leaders. And they were created by the Jew in the cartoon. And so Hitler is disgusted by these little people. And so Hitler comes along and he smashes those small clay people. And then Hitler starts molding them. And when he's finished, there is what you could call a Superman or a higher man. And if you understand that, then you start understanding the difference between the Jews and Hitler, and also between what whites are like naturally and what the Jews view the world as. Now, that cartoon that shows all those little people can be one of many things. They can be all the liberals, because Germany, before Hitler, was liberal. And there were also lots of communists in Germany. So that could be a reference to all the little leaders, that you've got these leaders, but they are pathetic garbage. It reminds me of democracy in America. It reminds me of democracy in South Africa. I've often said myself that democracy is mostly mediocre, that democracy leads to mediocrity. But there are times when democracy results in somebody great, and the Romans had their moments when their democracy resulted in great things. And Hitler, by the way, is a product of democracy. Hitler himself was a product of German democracy. That is the basic message of Leon de Grell's book, Hitler Democrat. But you can see it if you study German history properly. You'll see it clearly. So Hitler is trying to build a stronger man, a greater man. And those people in the SS, they were the new Romans. Leon de Grell, standing there in that uniform, he's actually a new Roman. The Romans are back. It's just that instead of speaking Latin, they're speaking German. But the biology is the same, the desires are the same, the goals are the same. We want a strong Europe. A Europe that is not composed of all these weak, pathetic scum. And this brings us to communism, Jewish Bolshevism. Jewish Bolshevism is about picking up all the garbage of the earth and getting them to do democracy. That is why you've got communism all over Africa and all of black politics in South Africa, literally all of black politics in South Africa, is based on communism. That is the Jews. The Jews went around using the Soviet Union to find all the lower people on the planet and to get them to fight against the Europeans. That is how all the European empires were lost after World War II. The Soviet Union was the prime mover and shaker. Now, Hitler also understood Nietzsche and philosophers. Hitler was highly educated. They don't tell you this, but it's very true. Hitler was extremely highly educated. He didn't go to university. He was self-educated. He taught himself. And Leon de Grell goes into a lot of detail about what an avid reader Hitler was, that Hitler read a book every day. So just remember that whenever Jews and liberals want to tell you, oh no, Hitler was a retard, etc., that's a bunch of garbage right there. There are many examples in white history where you got people who educated themselves and they did great things. We are not a stupid people. If we make the effort, we can do all sorts of things. We don't need to be told how to do it. We can figure things out. And I've even seen wonderful examples of whites who were farm boys, or they lived in the rural areas and they learned skills. They went on to do great things. I think specifically of a young white boy in America who became an inventor. I can't remember what it was that he invented. It might have been a telephone, I think it was. And it was all the result of self-education. And we're talking more than 100 years ago. And Hitler wanted whites to dominate. And Hitler saw the Jews as the lower man. And when I look back on history, I say that the Jews are the leaders of the lower man. And when I look at lots of things that are happening these days, I look at all the kinds of things the Jews are promoting, like pedophiles, transgender, gays, etc., and liberals as well, and I look at it as the Jewish alliance of degenerates. I look at all these degenerates that the Jews are gathering together, and this includes other races. So it's like an alliance of degenerates led by Jews against the European race, really. That's the way I see things. But Hitler represented strength, and Nietzsche, for example, the philosopher Nietzsche, came up with the concept that is probably misnamed. They refer to it as the Superman, but I think it's misnamed. It's really the upper man or the higher man. And Nietzsche speaks about moving to the next level. Hitler was thinking in those terms. Hitler was thinking of bigger things, better things, greater things, grander things. And it was a move of white Europeans onwards and upwards, scientifically, politically, culturally, in every conceivable way, the white man, especially the European man, is going to move onwards and upwards to new levels of awesomeness. That is how Hitler was thinking. And everything about Hitler and the Nazis is about moving onwards and upwards to greatness, real greatness. Now you're going to get a chance to see Leon de Grel. This is a very short video, and it's 2.5 minutes long. And in it, you're going to see Leon de Grel talking 30 years after World War II. So that's the mid-1970s. And there is Leon de Grel. He's speaking in French. But what he is saying is in English captions below, so you can read it. And you'll see what Leon de Grel is talking about. And you'll see how disgusted Leon de Grel is. You can see it in his body language. And as he's talking, he's saying that we dreamed of something marvelous. Leon de Grel, after World War II, was very disgusted with the way the European Union was working. And at a point he said something like, this Europe where people are quibbling over the price of tomatoes. He looked down on this European Union. He thought it was a stupid thing. But of course, the European Union, by the way, was filled with lots of communists. So there already are lots of your little people right there. But Leon de Grel was very disgusted with this Europe, that this Europe was not something grand or great or marvelous. And so he tells you that there's no question that he fought on the right side in World War II. And everything Leon de Grel tells you is true. And if you really go and study the literature, etc., you'll see that if Hitler had won World War II, the British Empire would still be in existence to this day. That colonialism would still be here. That South Africa would still be under white rule. None of those things would have gone away. If Hitler had won, Hitler had no desire ever to destroy the British. Hitler went to great lengths to keep the peace with the British. And Hitler had no desire to conquer the French or anybody like that. So Leon de Grel is very disgusted. And this piece of film footage, as short as it is well edited, and it also shows all these transgenders and all these weirdos and creeps that you see coming to the fore. Why? Because we are looking at the lower man, at the human garbage, and the human garbage is being promoted and moved up. And so normal, healthy white men and women are losing and being destroyed as this filth and garbage that comes from the bottom is being promoted by Jews. So the reason that everything's a mess now is because the wrong guy won. The Jews won and Hitler lost. If Hitler had won, white men, Europeans, would have been way more powerful. You wouldn't find America and Canada and Britain and Europe And even Australia being flooded with non-whites, you wouldn't have any of that garbage. European civilization would have come out bigger, stronger, more whites than ever before, higher technology than ever before, greater organization, artwork, etc. than ever. We would have moved to the next level. Instead, World War II was a victory for the lower man. And that is the sad thing that has happened. And the lower man is gaining more and more power and is a greater and greater physical threat to all European people. So listen to Leon de Grel. He's an awesome speaker.
Et quand je récapitule, je n'ai qu'un sentiment, c'est un immense regret. Regret que nous n'ayons pas réussi, que nous n'ayons pas pu créer ce monde européen qui était le maître de l'univers pour toujours, qui assurait à la race blanche, la première des races, la grande domination de l'esprit. Et quand nous voyons ce qu'il y a en face, ce que 30 ans de victoire des autres ont donné, cette anarchie dans le monde, cette débandade du monde blanc, cette désertion à travers l'univers. Quand nous voyons dans nos propres pays la décomposition des mœurs, la chute de la patrie, la chute de la famille, la chute de l'ordre social, quand nous voyons cet appétit des biens matériels qui a succédé à la grande flamme de l'idéal qui nous animait, eh bien vraiment, entre les deux, nous avions choisi le bon côté. La petite Europe misérable d'aujourd'hui, de ce marché commun étriqué, ça ne peut pas donner le bonheur aux hommes. La société de consommation pourrit l'humanité au lieu de la grandir. Alors nous autres, au moins, nous avons rêvé à quelque chose de grandiose. Et nous n'avons qu'un désir, c'est que cet esprit-là renaisse. Et avec mes forces, jusqu'au dernier moment de mon existence, je lutterai pour cela. Pour ce que ce qui fut notre combat et notre martyr soit un jour la rédemption.
So that was the late, great Leon de Grel. And what I like about de Grel is that de Grel is unapologetic. He doesn't have to apologize for anything. He says what he wants to say. And I love that about him. He defends the Germans properly. He doesn't sit and mess around. He says what he wants to say. Because there's nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing. So all you ever heard was a bunch of Jewish crap about the SS and the cruelty and the evilness and all that garbage. But meanwhile, if you look at these photos in front of you, here are some photos of Waffen SS. Take a look at that photo on the top left. Look at those lovely young white men going off to war. And look at those nice white women who are happy and proud to give them some food parcels, etc. These are happy, civilized European people, and they wouldn't be out of place in either America or Canada or Britain or Australia or South Africa. You are looking at people that are biologically related to us. We come from the same ancestors, and there they are going off to war. Little can they imagine the treachery of the Americans and the British. And so when you see other photos like this young guy here on the right-hand side, you're looking at the guys who are the heroes. You are looking at the good guys who lost, the guys who were fighting for civilization, the guys who were fighting for white people, the guys who, if they had won, the world would have been a better place. And by the way, the Waffen-SS were the first troops to use camouflage. My personal favorite Waffen-SS picture is the one on the bottom left. That guy with his MG42. And I think to myself, I wonder what terrible and dreadful and horrific things happened to these white people. Truly, it brings tears to my eyes. Leon de Grel was absolutely, totally, and utterly correct. European civilization, Western civilization, would not be flooded with all this non-white garbage, all this transgender, all this sexual weirdo, and all these creepy, disgusting pedophiles and garbage. None of that would be happening if these guys had won. We whites, we've been on a losing streak ever since the American Civil War. Ever since the American Civil War, it's just been more and more and more downhill for all of us. And if you want to know the answer is Jews. Jews, the leaders of the lower man.
And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites. We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed, all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too, energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites, thank the whites, you know you don't.